anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Declan Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets. Heard on your favorite radio station all across the country. And we want to talk with you. Joining me this hour is...
Maria Ryan.
Here to answer your training and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Michael Hambrick.
And Scotty D.
And brought to you by Vitacraft. If you want to bond with your cat like never before, then go out and make sure you get Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. It is a creamy paste that your cats will fall in love with. So I highly recommend it. Check it out at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or in your pet stores. Also, Good Pets Food Supplements and Treats. They teamed up with us, Talking Pets, to give you 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box for dog treats that are supplements as well as a treat. And you can find them at GoodPetsFoods.com. Don't forget, you can listen to us on TalkinPets.com on the website. Just click on the listen button. You can go to Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can hit #250 on your cell phone or go to TuneIn, actually CRN4 TuneIn on Alexa, and you can listen to us there as well. This is Talkin' Pets.
She climbs a tree and scrapes her knee. Her dress has got a tear.
She waltzes on her way to mass and whistles on the stair.
And underneath her wimple, she has curlers in her hair.
I've even heard her singing in the abbey.
She's always late for chapel,
but her penitence is real.
She's always late for everything,
except for every meal.
I hate to have to say it, but I very firmly feel
Maria's not an asset to the Abbey.
That's not true.
That is so wrong.
Maria makes me laugh.
There, see?
Some weird man
That's
back there.
That's my job. What a madman over there.
I love that song. And you know we always have to play it when you're on. So
I mean, I love it. I just love it.
Well, so, how are things going with your new puppy?
They are going well. He is about 6 months old now. And we, I'm going to a group class. We're going to a group class with him just to get him socialized in a different... arena type of thing. And since I don't do group classes anymore, I'm like, I have to take him to a group class and just continue to keep him socialized and working and listening. And, he's a puppy, so we have our challenges, like, with mouthing and that type of thing. But that's been changing slowly as his adult teeth get further into his head. Thank God he doesn't have any more puppy teeth. That's helped a lot.
Chewing a lot?
No, I mean, only on appropriate things, really. Like, we don't have, because, he's crate trained, and he's not out of our sight, and he is, even though we have a large yard, we walk him on leash in the yard, because I don't want him to have access. We don't want him to just get all over the place and get into things. And by the time we get to him, you can never like really catch him anyway. So I have my parameters and my rules and that, but I want him to be as best the best puppy he can be. he's had a rough start, so we're dealing with that also in his just overall development, because he, you know, he had a bilateral break in his jaw, so he wasn't able to get that interaction with other dogs and learn true bite inhibition from an older dog type of thing. So he's a little behind in that, but he's really a cool dog. We love
him. You brought up a point there when you were talking about taking your dog to, like, puppy classes, group classes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people will not do that, for one thing. They should,
no.
but they will not. But the other part of it
Absolutely.
Is some people won't even let the dog or take the dog on lead and take them out and socialize them. How important is it to socialize them around other dogs and other environmental things, like other animals and locations
Crucial.
And so on and so forth?
Critical. We call it our critical period of socialization for a reason, and it actually starts before we get the puppies. It starts at about 4 weeks of age, and can go into really like 8 to 16 weeks, but it's an arc. It's an arc that goes, you know, from 4 weeks it goes up where you need to socialize, and then it starts to dissipate as they get a little older. You know, they go through, you know, a lot of learning, a lot of things that we can't teach them, a lot of things that only other dogs can teach them, and it's important. So what you socialize your dog to, in other words, is what behaviors are going to come out on the other end as an adult. So you socialize them to other dogs, to other people, to women, to men, to people in uniform, take them to group class. It's critical to take your puppies to group class. I don't understand what's wrong with humans. We are the least proactive species I've ever come across. But it's like, oh, my God, it's a no-brainer to take your puppy to class. Mm. No-brainer.
And it's something that definitely has to be done. And sometimes you even have to take, if you adopt an older dog, sometimes you need to take the older dog in as well, correct?
You should take every dog, every new animal that you get that comes into your environment should definitely be going to class with you, because training is a bonding experience, and it's a time to build your relationship and a time for your dog, puppy, whatever, to trust you, to really rely on you and know that you're, you know, you've set the parameters and you have, you know, just control, and you're keeping them safe and they have obedience, and you can take them to the vet and they're not morons when you take them to the vet. You know, if you have a dog who has long hair, you need to expose them to a groomer at a very young age as soon as you get your puppy. Just turn on clippers and reinforce your puppy, or the Dremel. If you want to Dremel your dog's nails, don't go right into doing it. Get your dog desensitized to it. Get your puppy desensitized to it. There's
because
so much that can be done.
Right. Anything that's foreign to the dog might make the dog skittish or afraid. So you
right.
want to slowly, like, invite these things in. You know, I noticed that, too, in the bird family with my birds. I can't put anything mm-hmm. inside my parrot's cages unless I hang it on the outside of the cage first. Mm. It has to
right.
sit out there for
I've
a couple of
that.
Days at least. And then put it in the cage once they become familiar with the fact that it's there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could walk
yeah.
through my room with a trash can in my hand, and my African gray, I Godzilla just walked through the room or something, because my African gray is, like, pinned up against the back of the cage. I'm like, it's a trash
mm-hmm.
can. But he is not used
right.
to any things that he's not used to.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Right.
But they're very smart. They're very intelligent. I mean,
mm-hmm.
my African Grey mm-hmm. knows each one of my cats, and I have three, by name. And the funny part is, I think, oh, maybe he's just throwing a name out there. But I can let
mm-hmm.
one, like the black cat, walk in. He'll be like, Shadow. And then the white one walks in, Winter. He calls them. It's pretty frightening.
Yeah.
But they are very, very intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
We don't give them credit for how smart
very.
They are. Animals are
very.
A very smart species.
Oh. I mean, I've been at your house, and your birds have been like, good morning. And I'm like, is that, John? And the last time I was there, I said, I was like, oh, good morning, John. And it wasn't you. It was Zachary.
Yep. Very, very good at that. That there's no doubt about it that they, you know.
Yes.
The one time Dr. Linda was sitting in the room reading the newspaper, and Zachary leaned over in the cage and said, the bodies are buried in the backyard. And I was like,
what?
Yeah, Linda came running into the room. She's like, your bird said there's bodies in your backyard. I said, there's a pool in my backyard. They would have found the bodies if they did that. So, no, it was HBO at the time I was watching, you know. So, picks up a lot. This is Talkin' Pets.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love: to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Discover the secret to naturally radiant skin with Dandy Natural. Our all-natural, tallow-based beauty and healthcare products are crafted with care to nourish your body the way nature intended. From soothing and luxurious lip balms, every product is packed with pure, simple ingredients your skin will love. Don't forget our natural deodorant, gentle, effective, and free of harsh chemicals. Say goodbye to artificial additives and hello to Dandy Natural. Feel good, look amazing, and stay true to nature.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident, like a car accident or slip and fall, call now to find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Earlier this month, a female bear was killed by Yellowstone National Park staff. According to a July 17th press release, the black bear had become overly interested in human food and posed a threat to park visitors. The National Park Service explained the lethal decision in writing. On June 7th, the bear crushed an unoccupied tent at the campsite. A few weeks later, on July 11th, the bear climbed the site's food storage pole, tore down properly stored food bags, and consumed the camper's food. Although it is uncommon for bears in Yellowstone to obtain human food, when it does occur, bears can quickly become food conditioned and may act aggressively or dangerously around humans, putting both people and wildlife at risk. The bear's escalating behavior, including property damage and obtaining a significant food reward, posed a clear threat to visitor safety and warranted a removal. Adding, the decision to kill the bear was based on ongoing concern for human safety, property damage to camping equipment, the bear learning to defeat the park's backcountry food storage poles to obtain human food. Gary Gunther, Yellowstone bear management biologist, said, "We go to great lengths to protect bears and prevent them from gaining access to human food in all areas of the park. But occasionally, a bear outsmarts us and overcomes our defenses. When that happens, we sometimes have to make the difficult decision to remove the bear from the population to protect people and property." 5 years had passed since the last bear was killed in management action in Yellowstone. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news or join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Michael Hambrick.
Yogi Bear is smarter than the average bear. Yogi Bear is always in the ranger's hair. At a picnic table, you will find him there. Stuffing down more goodies than the average bear. He will sleep till noon, but before it's dark, he'll have every picnic basket that's in Yellowstone Park. Yogi has it better than a millionaire. That's because he's smarter than the average.
Now, Maria, I know you remember Yogi Bear, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, totally.
And I know Scotty D does.
Hey, boo-boo.
I got to ask the question,
hey,
though. Michael, do you remember Yogi Bear?
What's a Yogi Bear? No, I'm joking. Of course I remember.
Oh, okay. Michael's younger than us, so I kind of wonder.
That's all right. He can still remember this stuff.
Of course I remember.
You know, it makes you feel old, though, when you're talking to a 20-something-year-old. Michael's older than that. But when
Thank you. Say it again.
But when you talk to a 21 or something like one of the other producers, and they're young, and they're like, who's Yogi Bear? Or,
right.
You know, what is the Sound of Music? Or, I mean, I'm just, you know, some of the things I'm like, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it makes you feel so old because it's like you grew up with those.
I know. It's like, oh, man, has it been that long?
Yeah, time is flying by, and it goes a lot quicker as we get older.
Yeah, Yogi's a classic, though.
Indeed.
Yeah, no, I like Yogi. But it is a thing, though, when you're out in the wild and you start feeding wildlife like that, that they're going to become more addicted to it. Hence how I became buddy-buddy with my stray cats outside. And I did get them, Maria, so you know, I have a stray cat, Sunny, female, and a stray cat, I call him Bruiser. He looks like a bruiser. He's pretty big. I got them spayed and neutered. Thankfully, through St. Francis Animal Rescue, they helped out, and Suzanne and the gang there. And it's the Trap and Release Program, which I think is a great program.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had one kitten left because there were four. Two got hit by cars, and one got stolen by teenagers, which hopefully they adopted it. But the last one, he was so cute, and he was such a buddy. And he became so familiar with people because I spent a lot of time with him. But we gave him to a foster home, and they kept him. I made sure they sent me pictures and videos, which they did. And he was doing great around other cats and everything else and playing with toys. And then he got adopted last week.
Nice.
Oh, yay!
So the Trap and Release Programs, TNR, out there, if you ever see them in your environment, which I know they're all around the country, I highly recommend that you participate with them because it's a great program. And, you know, if you don't want to see a cat get put in a shelter and potentially end up being, you know, put down, put to sleep, then you can take part in a program like this with people around your county and get them trapped and spayed and neutered. It's free. They do it. There's vets that will do it for free. And then you just re-release them back into your neighborhood. But you don't have to worry about them having kittens.
Oh, nice.
And I'll tell you, Bruiser, that cat was a, well, I'll call him, he was a male. Mm-hmm. And he was a gigolo. Mm. That cat, he was a busy boy in the neighborhood, I'll tell you. So he was dragging those dumbbells behind him about.
So honest.
He was very, very, very active. But thankfully now he's neutered and he can be as active as he wants, but nothing's going to happen. So that's the big thing about trap and release. So if you've got a program, look it up in your neighborhood because it's a great thing. And, you know, so many people are afraid of it. I don't know why.
I think maybe they're afraid that there is something bad is going to happen when they use the trap or something.
I don't know. I mean, you know, it is disheartening to see the cat, you know, that you played with or whatever, or stray, or, you know, if they're feral, they're a lot more skittish, actually. But, you know, I've worked with these cats for a while on my porch and stuff with feeding them and everything. And, yes, they have become very friendly. Not 100%. They're still stray. But the trap and release program was perfect. And I don't have to worry about giving them to a shelter. And not that it's necessarily a bad thing. Shelters do what they can, and they try to adopt every animal that they can out, but a lot of people don't adopt them, especially older cats.
Yeah, and it's hard to, I mean, you're not going to put a feral cat in the shelter. That's, like, not cool for the cat or anybody.
Your chances of training a feral cat are a lot rougher. Now, there's a difference between feral and stray.
Oh.
Stray usually comes from somebody that released a cat into the wild, but it was a pet. Whereas a feral cat was born out in the wild and it's learned how to become a cougar, you might say. And it's very warranted, which they do. Feral cats will kill a lot of birds in the neighborhood, but they will also kill a lot of mice and a lot of rats. Sadly, I like squirrels, but I have seen a squirrel be taken down by a feral cat, so it does happen. But, you know, again, the trap and release programs are amazing, so I do highly, highly recommend them. So, pick up the phone, call us, 818-818-6401. When I come back, I'm going to give you a animal sound, and if you know what bird makes this animal sound, we will send you out a prize, compliments from our sponsors here on Talkin' Pets. 818-818-6401 is our number, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. We want to talk about your pets. Or if you have a comment or a question or a statement, hey, pick up the phone and give us a call. This is Talkin' Pets.
Calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, Vacation You burns too, but it's Tuesday, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist, because Vacation You doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out VitaCraft, They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, with today's Breed Tip, I'm Bob Page. So you're just schlepping along, minding your own business, when all of a sudden we learn there's this whole entire species we'd never heard of, but whose very existence revolutionizes all the old theories of human evolution and of what supposedly separates man from the beast. This species is, some dare say, the legendary missing link. Are you with me so far? No? Well, meet the bonobo, an intriguing member of the great ape family and our closest cousins, along with chimpanzees, in the animal kingdom. Bonobos, unlike a lot of humans, especially the ones who live in Montana with large personal arsenals and conspiracy theories, would rather make love, not war. They are gentle, peaceful, and exceedingly frisky, using just about any excuse to have sex. Food, conflict, tension, boredom, daytime, nighttime, you know, you get the idea. Primatologists acquainted with its behavior have even jokingly begun to employ the name as a verb, you know, like as in we're gonna bonobo tonight. The amorous ape is astonishingly acrobatic in its sex life, but the bonobo is also the only other animal, besides the human, to use the missionary position. And this was once viewed as a proof of man's alleged superiority over the beasts. Further, bonobo society is matriarchal and cooperative, a sticking point for evolutionary theorists who argue that male dominance and aggression are the natural order of things. Bonobos are sensitive, lively, and nervous. Chimpanzees are coarse and hot-tempered. Bonobos promote sisterly ties. With chimps, the male bosses the females around. The really intriguing part is that the two species can be so similar genetically and yet so different socially. Still, if you don't know better, you might mistake them for chimps, as scientists did until 1929, when they finally identified bonobos as a separate species. So nearly seven decades later, how come most people never have heard of the bonobo? Because basically, they're stuck in the middle of Zaire. Only in the last decade or so has good information on them become available. There are roughly 100 bonobo in captivity, and perhaps as few as 10,000 left in the wild. Threatened by poachers, lumbering interest, the bonobos are now in the endangered species list. There even has been talk of granting them semi-human legal status, a move aimed at keeping bonobos out of zoos and medical experiments. The creatures have been taught to use sign language and to communicate by punching symbols on a keyboard. They express sadness, joy, and anger, and they even make jokes and tell little white lies. Which brings me to my own private theory, that perhaps some of us share a common ancestor with a bonobo, and some of us don't. For Talking Pets, I'm Bob Page.
Rising costs across the United States is having one particular sad effect on society. Overwhelmed animal shelters due to unfortunate owners who cannot afford to keep them. Struggling homes are being forced to say goodbye to their much-loved animals across New York and are giving them away to shelters, which are now at breaking point. With the New York Times reporting that, quote, most people who bring in cats, dogs, and other pets will be turned away. We can't adopt our way out, Katie Hansen of the Animal Care Center of New York City says. Quote, unless we did 1,000 adoptions this weekend, but that's pretty unrealistic. So what is it that we can do? I don't know. I think everyone's trying to figure it out. She also added that a large majority of the people giving their pets up for adoption were being thrown out of their homes and into shelters that do not allow pets. They come in. They're crying. I think it's just people are broke. Quote, not everybody is surrendering their pets because they just don't have time, she said. There's a lot of people that are just like really struggling, and it's sad. You know, they come in, they're crying. I think it's just people are broke, she laminated. The wealth gap is hitting hard. The Guardian reported that in 2023, a total of around 690,000 dogs and cats were euthanized in shelters across the U.S., with demand simply too much for the workers. CBS also delved into the matter, noting that the current government increasing crackdown on immigration is another reason behind the crisis. Quote, local shelters and rescues are feeling the impact of recent immigration and customs enforcement raids, with an increased number of surrender pets overwhelming their kennels. The City of Los Angeles County Department of Animal Care and Control, who say that they have, quote, seen an increase in surrendered pets since the immigration raid began last month. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I am Scotty D.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Maria Ryan.
Michael Hambrick.
And Scotty D.
You know, Maria, we saw when COVID was out that a lot of people, like there were shelters all across the country that their shelters were empty because all these people were adopting dogs and cats because they wanted to live with something in their home. Because they weren't going to see people again or, you know, get out and about or go to a job or anything, and they were working from home and all, so everybody adopted pets. Then when COVID went away, so to speak, people returned the dogs and cats and the other animals to shelters, which how they can do that, I don't know, but they did. And then now it's a good point in that story that Scott read about with immigration going on. You have to imagine that when the government, ICE, as I guess they're called, go in and take away a dad or go in and take away a mother, those people may have been the suppliers to the household, bringing home a paycheck. So, for instance, immigration comes in, they take away a father, no criminal record, very innocent life, had a good job, making money, feeding his children and his wife, and then they come and take him away. The wife and the children are left with no one. The first one that's going to go out of that home is going to be a pet because they can't feed it. So one little aspect, is, if you want to call it little, but one little thing in the circle of life affects the entire circle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as a human being, I don't think we look at other choices or other things that could be done other than what's being done right now. So agree or disagree, it may sound like a political stance. To a degree it is, but it's a stance on animals because these animals are being adopted and they're being returned because people cannot afford them. And it's not just immigration. The last time you went to the grocery store, prices haven't gone down. They've gone up. I think the only thing that I personally have seen that has gone down or at least stayed stable for now was gasoline. But last time I checked, my dog doesn't drink it, and my cats don't drink it. But I got to go to the grocery store, and I've got to buy pet food in order to pay and feed my animals. But that has gone up tremendously. Everything has gone up. And it's sad that people are returning their animals to shelters. Mm-hmm. And it's a fact, as Scotch has read the statistics in there, it's a fact that these animals are being abandoned back into shelters and rescues or released into woods or, sadly to say, have been shot or put to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Well, on the cost aspect, too, you got to look at vet bills. You've
right.
got to look at grooming.
Right.
And, you know, just the day-to-day supplies you need. Leashes,
100%.
Collars, all that kind of stuff. And I saw a report where that was significantly increased over the year.
I mean, I'm sitting here and my cat Shadow jumped in my lap and she's like just hugged right on me right now. I couldn't imagine. I mean, I'm not in, because of the way the government is, I'll admit it, I'm not in a good place either. But I can't imagine giving up my cats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I will give up my food before I'll give up theirs. But people,
definitely.
I don't have kids that live with me. And the thing is that would be a different story, but we all have to try to do the best that we can. And some of these people, they have no choice. And it's sad to see that happen. That's not what America is.
Yeah.
So we want to see animals out of shelters.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We don't want,
and the shelters are being overrun.
Right. 100%. And there's just too many. So there's like thousands on thousands of dogs and cats that are euthanized every day. Not every week, every month, every year, every day around the country. And that's because people can't afford them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we need to look at
mm-hmm.
in this government of ours, is make it affordable for us to survive and for us to have our pets, which are an extended part of our family.
Mm-hmm.
And I speak from dealing with it myself. I've got birds, I've got cats, I've got chickens. I've got animals here that are part of my life. But I will tell you firsthand, it's hard. Harder than anybody can ever imagine. But I don't intend on giving up on them.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll give up on myself first before I would on them. And and a lot of people think that way because our pets mean a lot to us. They bring to us that unconditional love that we don't find in the human civilization. So
it's really unfortunate too that people are forced into those decisions.
100%.
You know, feeding the family or feeding the pet, or taking care of the pet or taking care of the children. It's really sad that we're in that position these days.
Yeah, true.
You know, and then it goes into another instance of hoarders, and we talked about that recently on the show
last week.
Yeah, and the thing is, we had an expert on last week talking about that, where people are hoarding pets because they don't want them to go to shelters or rescues and put down, so they're keeping them in their homes. And we're not talking like three or four dogs. We're talking about 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Where these people can't afford to feed them, and then they end up, you know, somebody finds out about it, which they should, because these animals are dying from hunger within these homes.
That's
so sad. If you can't take care of them, you need not keep them in your home or try to save them, because, to be quite honest with you, you're giving them
trauma.
A worse horrific torture than being in a shelter.
The most humane thing you could do at that point is not starve your animal to death. Mm-hmm. That's like a whole mental illness thing. If you're hoarding 30, 20, whatever, you've got other issues going on, you know, and there people don't need to be doing that. And it's like that to me is something entirely just, you know, how can you do that? How can you watch an animal die in the name of, I don't want to bring them to a shelter and have them euthanized at the shelter? I mean, that's just plain and simple hard facts, but it's true, you know?
100%.
And, you know, are some low-cost neutering, neuter places and low-cost vets, but that's veterinarians through shelters, but then you have to qualify.
Hey, we have
it's a whole mess.
We have a lot of billionaires out there in the country. Maybe they should start giving to the local shelters and rescues and helping them out with the pets. Once again, this is Talkin' Pets.
Today, there's some happy news. Earlier this month at Web Summit in Portugal, Visa doubled down on its commitment to digital creators, officially recognizing them as small businesses. The designation ensures creators can easily and securely pay and be paid with any of the financial tools, resources, and products Visa makes available to small businesses worldwide. With more than two-thirds of creators experiencing delays getting paid, Visa Direct is partnering with social media networks and marketplaces to help creators get payouts in real time to their debit card. Visa is also expanding its collaboration with Grammy-winning, Oscar-nominated artist Pharrell Williams, who's been a vocal advocate for empowering small businesses. These commitments build on Visa's support of the creator community, joining programs like Get Paid, Visa's social media series helping influencers turn their passions into profitable ventures. Visa hosted its first ever creator summit in Tokyo, where influencers connected with industry leaders and Visa experts to learn how to manage finances. For more on supporting creators of small businesses, visit Visa.com.
Tired of the food noise? Shut it off now. Quiet the food noise and stop the weight loss struggle once and for all. At California Physicians Group, we do things differently. Lose the weight once and for all and regain your health and your confidence. Right now, get your first month one half off. We guarantee you lose weight in 30 days, so you have nothing to lose but weight. This is a game-changing solution to curb cravings and stop food noise for good. Plus, experience red light therapy. Your first session is just $59 and includes 3D digital body scan and biological age detection. At our Pasadena location, we customize every plan to fit your body and lifestyle because weight loss isn't a one-size-fits-all. Call 626-506-2033 or go to caphysiciansgroup.com. 626-506-2033 or caphysiciansgroup.com. California Physicians Group, cutting-edge science, personalized results.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033. Or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033. 2033 or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Where am I? It's so cold. Everything looks unfamiliar. I'm hungry. There's no food. I'm not alone. There are others. I roam the streets endlessly in search of a home, someone to love and care for me. There, in a wet drainage ditch, a feline. She doesn't breathe. People walk by, but no one cares. Her hair is matted, bones protrude her skin. There are no trees in this concrete world, big metal machines that move with great speed, faces with no emotions, noises that hurt my ears. I feel so alone, nowhere to go. They walk by and ignore me. Do I exist? The touch of a hand, it shows great strength. I hurt and feel fear. I'm now in a metal machine. It's so dark, I see no light. A home with others, puppies, kittens, birds, and other species. The screams, oh, the screams of hope. I cannot bear it. Days pass. They all come and go, both young and old, healthy and sick. Will I stay? They take me now. I fear the worst. I now see no light and feel no pain. The end has come. I've never been loved.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Maria Ryan.
I'm Michael Hambrick and Scotty D.
So are you crying over there, Maria?
No, I had took my earpiece out so I couldn't hear it. So. Uh-huh. I can't listen to that crap. Are you kidding me?
It's like, I know there's a lot of people that, I'll never forget the one day, those are poems that I've written, and that one was written about animals being picked up and put into shelters and no one adopts them. They end up being euthanized. That's the theme to the story. But the thing is I know people in the past have listened and so on and so forth. We had one woman that had a pullover. She called us. She pulled over on the side of the road because she couldn't stop crying. Oh. And I could see why.
Touched.
Yeah, totally.
And that's what it's supposed to do, is make you understand that, you know, animals deserve life as well as we do. And, you know, they don't deserve the be in a shelter or a rescue and then eventually, you know, end up being put to sleep. But, you know, there are circumstances that are involved and circumstances on everything. But I just hope that people need to realize when they go to adopt a cat or a dog or a hamster or a snake, whatever they may bring into their life, that you've got to put the intent in there that you're going to have that animal for the rest of its life.
Yeah.
You know, I remember a good friend of mine was Roger Karras, and he used to do 2020 with Barbara Walters, and then he became the president of the ASPCA back then when I first started working in radio. And he kind of took me under his wing, and he taught me a lot. And then there, at one point, there was a program that they did with, I think, Matthew Broderick, and can't remember who the other one was, but it was kind of like a cartoonish-type characters about throwaways. And it was making people realize, and it was a good program. Now, I haven't heard of it in a very long time. I don't think they do it anymore. But it was to educate people that animals are not throwaways.
Mm-hmm.
They're not to be adopted, and then all of a sudden you can't have them anymore for whatever reason, and then you throw them away. So, you know, I'm laughing.
Return them like a loaf of bread.
Yeah, I'm laughing now because Scott had to leave the room, and Scotty D, and he came back in to sit in his chair. And who do you think is sitting in?
Yep. Pissing.
My cat Shadow. And he tried to get something out of the chair, and She is staring him down like a cougar on prey. She's like, this is my chair, and you are not
Scotty,
getting
get
it.
That treat. Get that treat that, that John has over there.
Maria's saying
get
you got to get a treat for them and give her a treat. That'll get her down. Mm-hmm. Even if you crimple that, if you crimple that treat bag right there, the Vitacraft, she will actually think you're going to give it to her, and she will come down.
And you have to give it to her. You can't trick her.
Yeah, you got to open it up. Oh, here she comes. She knows, and now you're going to be her best friend.
Loves you.
She loves that Vitacraft. I'll tell you, the licking lamp.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That's how I friended the strays outside. You know, I held the licking lamp and I squeezed it out because it's like a little tube. And these stray cats came right up and ate it right out of my hand. And, you know, I was a little fearful because I thought maybe they might strike at me, but they didn't, which was cool. Now, Shadow, my cat, is totally following him all around. She's like, where are you going with it, dude? Give it to me.
Make him work for you, Scott. Make her work for you, Scotty D.
I wish I had it on camera because it goes to show how it works. I mean, she will do anything. You can train your cat to do like what a dog would do almost with this stuff. That's how much they love it. And you know what? I didn't do the animal sound this hour. So what I'm going to do is, if you have not won Vitacraft Lick and Lap before for your cat treats, I highly recommend it, as I just did. And I'm going to send out to, I'll leave it up to Sydney, two or three callers. If you want to call up right now, you don't even have to come on air. Just say, Sydney, I want the Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. And we'll send it out to you. And then you'll have it. So call now, 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Just tell Sydney when she answers the phone, you want the Lick and Lap. And we'll ship it out to you wherever you're calling from. Once again, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets. We appreciate you. We appreciate you tuning in. And we ask that you spread the word about Talking Pets to all your friends and family. Mm-hmm. And that they tune in as well. Maria, where can people find you during the week?
Oh, you can find me at Doggone Positive, at Maria Ryan on Facebook, at Doggone Positive on Spotify, The Doggone Positive Way, Apple Podcasts, The Doggone Positive Way. I am everywhere, Instagram, TikTok. You can find me. My website, DoggonePositiveTraining.com.
Sounds good. That's Maria Ryan from Doggone Positive. Once again, I'm John Patch.
And Maria Ryan.
Michael Hambrick.
And Scotty D.
He got his chair back.
Yeah, he did.
Thanks for the crap. Well, we say goodbye for this hour. Thanks for joining us. Love you, Maria.
Bye,
you take care.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Expressed on Talking Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.